Welcome to Chamber Chat, a monthly look at the Northfield business community sponsored by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Today's guest is the Director of Membership and Events for the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Jane Bartho. And here now is your host, the President of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Peterson. Hang on a second. I've got it. There we go. Once again.
Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Hi,
with you
Jane.
Guys.
Jane's well, here. Yay.
Once again, on Chamber Chat, we have neglected to provide coffee for our guests.
We're the worst.
We are terrible people.
Well, I knew that, so I brought my own.
funny how you could anticipate that, Jane.
She knows how we roll. So I was just, as the intro music was playing, I was thinking, does anybody really work 9 to 5 anymore? Is that just
I would kind of love to have a job where I showed up at 9 o'clock and got done at 5 o'clock and like never thought about it again.
Okay, sometimes I show up. Well, sometimes I show up after 9 o'clock.
Truth.
I'm very hard to get up in the morning and get going. Once I do, I'm fine.
But you're the boss, so you get to.
I don't think that matters.
You get to roll in whenever you feel like it.
I need to roll in a little earlier sometimes, yeah. I think. But yeah.
Anyway.
But when I'm there, I'm productive.
I'm sure you are.
There you go.
I'm sure.
How about that?
Well, we're doing things a little bit differently on Chamber Chat today because there is so much going on with the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce right now that we thought we would focus on the today's business leader focus is on Ms. Lisa Peterson and Ms. Jane Bartho as the leaders, of course, of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, the two parts of the three-headed trifecta. We miss you, Rachel.
The three-legged stool.
Exactly.
I like that analogy.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
But there really is a lot going on with the chamber right now. And probably we should start by talking about the Jeep Trailhawk. And we should talk about this thing in depth because I'm going to win this car. And I want to know everything there is to know about it.
Well, first of all, I will tell you what I tell everybody.
Okay.
It hugs your butt.
Oh, and who doesn't like a good butt hug?
Right? No, the seats are leather, and I don't know. You sit in it, and it just feels like it's just wrapping its arms around you and, like, hugging you. It's so nice.
Really?
Yeah, it's so just like you just want to sit there all day.
It's a comfy car to drive.
It is. So yes. You could sit there all day and drive it and go wherever you wanted.
Well, that's the beauty of
so
living in America.
So that's the selling. I'm done. Right? I'm leaving.
That's done. That's it. No, it is. It's very fun to drive.
What year is it?
It's a 21.
Is it 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this is of course, you're giving away a brand new car.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't give away a used car.
Well, we're using it right now.
So when I do take possession of it after I win, it's going to have like 2,500 miles on it. Is that what you're telling me?
It'll have less than that.
Less.
Okay.
Way less.
All right.
Somebody asked how many miles were on it, and I told him, at that time, 145 miles.
Wow.
And
okay.
He said, oh, so it's used?
What?
I said, he's like, oh, I just automatically went to 145,000. I'm like,
No. 145. I don't think I've ever seen a car that has 145 miles on it. Like, I mean, cars come off the line with 200 miles on it.
I think when we picked it up, it had 3.
Well,
like it was.
Wow.
That's the least I've ever seen.
So is there a story like how does an organization come to give away a car? How does this all get put together and how does this all happen?
Very good question.
Thank you.
Well, last year we did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away an Equinox and that was our first try, our first attempt at a car raffle. Because everybody knows that 2020 was just a
meh.
Year to not remember. Did you say meh?
Meh.
So, awful. So as director of events, we couldn't do any events.
Yeah.
And a lot of our, as a nonprofit, our entire income is based on membership and fundraising.
Right.
So without the ability to do those events, we took the idea from another chamber.
Okay.
You can't take all the credit. But it was successful for them, and it was successful for us. Even during a pandemic, it was a lot of fun. I'd never done that before, and learned a lot of things. And Apple Chev helped us. They had done it before
in
some of their other lots up in the cities, and they connected us with a guy from Apple Valley, and he kind of walked us through. Honestly, I hadn't even thought about asking chamber members if they wanted their logos on the car.
Sure.
And so we put it out there and filled it up. So,
that's,
you know,
great.
We're driving all over and promoting those guys who are supporting us. And so that was very helpful. This year, tickets are a little bit slower. Thought the car would be, we upped the ante.
Yeah.
So the car is nicer than last year's car.
I really like the color. What do we call the color?
Velvet red pearl.
Ooh. Ooh.
Right? I've never even heard that till just now. Really?
Yes. Huh. Because I remember reading that and thinking, ooh.
Velvet.
Fancy.
Well. All right. Velvet like, red pearl.
Like red velvet cake, but it's velvet red pearl.
Sounds like a song.
Velvet red or a band. Velvet
Red
pearl.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be our next show. We could just make up band names.
We'd be good at that, actually. Anyway, the car is not the only thing you're raffling off, though, is it? And let's talk about the raffle. This is obviously a fundraiser for the chamber.
Yes.
Right? And every dollar you spend on these tickets goes to things that the chamber does, such as?
Such as putting on the Home and Garden Show, Crazy Days, Winter Walk, a number of different programs that we have. It subsidizes the leadership programs,
sure,
our luncheons,
right,
everything that we do to advocate for businesses,
right,
in our community.
Right. I just attended, by the way, the last luncheon you put on where Dr. Hillman, Dr. Matt Hillman, gave his State of the District,
mm-hmm,
school district address. That was a really well done, mm-hmm, program. You had great people there. Dr. Hillman obviously gave a great presentation, but there were great people in the audience asking really intelligent questions too. It was a good hour and a half well spent.
Well,
you guys did
you.
A nice job there.
We're always honored when people will spend their lunch hour with us,
right,
and that they choose to come to our programs,
yeah,
rather than skip it or go someplace else.
Well, otherwise, so I'm going to go sit in the honor. Arby's in my car in the Arby's parking lot.
Hide. the eating of shame.
Exactly. So now, but this raffle, it's more than just the car. So if I buy, I've bought a couple $100 tickets, but I don't win the car, what else might I win?
Oh my goodness. There's so many good things.
We got 20 other prizes this year.
Wow, 20.
20, mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
So your chances of winning something, at least a cup of coffee. So if you're not in the top 21 winners, come to me, I'll buy you coffee.
You're on.
So everybody's a winner.
Yeah.
So the grand prize is the Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it, the first prize is $1,000. $5,000 worth of prizes total.
Okay.
Let me say that.
Ooh, careful, yeah.
Yes. So $1,000 of chamber bucks.
Oh.
And the second prize is $1,000 of chamber bucks. And then 2 $500s and 10 at $100.
Okay.
So, those, so you get your money back.
Get your money back.
Wow.
Exactly.
Great.
Then Slumberland has donated a $100 gift certificate.
Fantastic.
For anything in their store, their new beautiful store
out
there.
Yeah. In Dundas. Beautiful thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Contented Cottage donated an overnight stay at their beautiful bed and breakfast.
Wonderful.
That is a cute, quaint
place.
That place
is just so adorable. And then their teas and their food, and they just do such a great job.
Where is the Contented Cottage?
So if you go out on 19, like towards St. Olaf, there is this teeny tiny road called Walden Place.
Yeah.
Yes,
and it's just to the right.
Oh, it's just in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
they have a little chicken coop.
Nice.
It's adorable.
Nice.
Yes. And I love it there.
Oh, their gardens are gorgeous.
Oh, they do such a nice job.
Patio in the back. Yeah.
And they're a bed and breakfast.
They're a bed and breakfast. Nice. They have 3 rooms available to rent. And they're beautifully decorated. They have great food and teas, and they just like I said, they just do such a nice job.
Outstanding.
I think they've got like an Ashley's room. And then they just opened like Andrew's room.
And an Olivia, I think.
Okay.
They named them after their grandchildren.
Oh, that's
yes,
nice.
Yes. Yeah. So that's all right. Really cool. Even if you don't win that prize, you should go check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the Contented Cottage, and what else? What else have we got?
SEMA donated a $100 gift card.
Fantastic.
And a couple adorable little tractors.
Oh, nice.
Like to scale. They're just, yeah, they're yeah. really cute. If you're into that. I don't know if the tractors would match my decor, but that $100 gift card would.
Yeah, my $100 dad, gift card
my
would.
Dad was an avid collector of toy tractors, though. There's a lot of yeah. there's mm-hmm. a huge culture out there that does that. That's
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely, yeah. They're cool.
And some of them bleed green, and some of them bleed red. It's weird.
are you a harvester, or are you a John Deere person?
Yes.
There are, yeah.
I learned that when I worked at Northfield Lines that there's two different groups of people. I thought when you were a tractor person you were liked them all, but no.
My grandfather owned and funnily enough it was called Larson Implement, just like the place out here on Highway 3. My grandfather owned a tractor dealership in Wells, Minnesota, right? He was, this was in the 1940s. He had both. Well, back then, it was Oliver was what became John Deere, and Farmall became International mm-hmm. Harvester. But he had both. He was the man.
He was the man.
He had a foot in both worlds, and he did well.
He did.
Smart.
Anyway, so SEMA's got a $100 gift card.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're both looking at each other like, oh, okay, what else do we have? We have so many prizes. It's hard to remember.
That's about 15, 16.
Last year, I won. A wooden cut. Well, I don't even know how to describe it.
I just looked at it this morning.
Yeah. It's not a cutout. Somebody built out of wood the state of Minnesota.
Like, yes.
It's hanging on my wall, and I'm turning it slowly into a shrine to Minnesota baseball.
Oh, cool. Yeah. If you can see Rich's arms, they're about 3 feet apart practically right. and 2 feet wide. Yeah, this wooden Minnesota is really cool. Rachel and her brother-in-law
yes.
made it.
Trinkle yeah. Wood Products.
Yes, thank you. I remember last year. Can I tell him the story?
Yes.
Rich.
Yes, you
funny.
Can.
So Rich won the state of Minnesota wood wall hanging, and he's ever so gently declined. And he's like, why don't you guys can raffle it off to somebody else? And we said, oh, come and see it. So he came and see it. He came in and looked at it, and he's like, okay, I'll take it. Yeah,
I want that.
It was funny, too, because I had taken this job about a month prior. And was still living. Terry Knight was my predecessor, and was still living with Terry's decor, which was I was reluctant to take anything down because
the shrine.
Terry Knight's a rock star.
She
you don't
is.
You know you don't so, but I thought I looked at this Minnesota, and I thought, well, now that's something that I could like very gently ease my way into with this thing and take a couple of things down and hang that up, and now I stare at it. For hours every day, and I love it.
It's so pretty.
So, yeah.
It is pretty cool.
It is. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's
I mean, manly. Excuse me.
Well, you know what? It's pretty.
It's pretty manly.
It's my home state, and it makes me feel good to look at it.
There.
So there it is.
Yay.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. So we have two of those again. Two different ones. They're very beautifully made, and I'm
one
excited.
One of a kind.
Yeah. They're definitely one of a kind. They're really cool.
Or two of a kind.
Well, no, they're different.
Okay, they are different.
Different, yes.
Are they different from the one that I have?
Those. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. One's a little lighter,
okay.
And the other one is almost like slats, where you can see through the slats rather than being one solid piece.
Right, like it's a board and batten shutter.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
So we can go ahead and call this art. This is art.
It is art.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It definitely is art.
Absolutely.
Cool. And this is an arts community, so buy your ticket to get some Minnesota art.
Well, you want to buy your ticket. I mean, there's so many cool things, and I mean, who couldn't use a new car? And it's worth, you know, $100 to kicking into to a fund to maybe buy a new car, or to maybe win a new car is nothing. I mean, you should
absolutely.
Do that just sort of as a matter of course.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, and
you can purchase a ticket even if you don't live anywhere near Northfield. We've had people purchase tickets from Florida and all over the country A lot of Wisconsin people, because, you know, those are my people.
You're leaning on those people. You're leaning on the whole state. Come on. Yeah. I want someone from Wisconsin to win the wood in Minnesota.
I feel like that might not go over too well.
That's funny.
So, all right. So then the drawing for the raffle is when?
Ooh, Friday.
Friday
this
night.
Friday, close to 9 o'clock.
And it's attached to something else, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
there's like this really big, event. Fun event know, going on
huge.
That night.
What's
all
happening?
All together now.
The gala.
Fall gala. Okay, we didn't rehearse that very well, did we?
Clearly. Well, okay, so wait. What's the Northfield Chamber of Commerce Fall Gala?
What's the Fall Gala?
I don't know anything about this. Tell me about the Fall Gala.
Gee, you're awesome. Nice segue there. I'll take it.
All right.
It's an annual Fall Gala. This is our fifth one.
It should be our sixth, but it's our fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. But this year, traditionally, it's been a social hour, dinner hour, live and silent auction, and entertainment. We're combining a live onstage drawing for the car. So that's going to be pretty cool. You do not have to be present to win.
Nope.
Well, that's good.
But we would love it if you were.
I have to work on Friday
night.
Well,
you told us that if we drew your name, you're going to run over.
That's true. Somebody text me. I'm making a sprint.
I will definitely text you.
I'm only two blocks away.
So we will be calling.
I'll run straight out the back door. Yeah. Yeah.
And we're gonna film it. We're going to be doing this like a Facebook Live when we do the drawings for the car.
Oh, fantastic.
So you can watch. Anybody can watch who bought a ticket or who didn't buy a ticket and see it live from the comfort of your living room.
Now,
but you should be at the gala unless you're an imminent.
Well,
yes.
And only if you're working.
You should be only in one or two places.
Exactly. But now, I honestly need to know about this. There's like a red carpet event, or is this just the red carpet gala?
It.
Okay.
It's called.
So there's not going to be like, you know, reporters and glitterati taking your picture.
There will be paparazzi there.
Well,
yes.
Well, they follow you around, Lisa. So of course
I am
be
the
paparazzi.
Queen.
Yeah, no question. So, okay.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's our joke.
And then, she does have a tiara, though.
I have
a tiara.
Tiara. Get it right.
That's what it is. Yes. Yeah. It's fancy, and we're not going to turn you away at the door if you come in jeans. But I have a sequin dress.
Me too.
Very nice.
Yeah, ombre from it's black to gold to champagne. So I'm excited to
wear
that. That
sounds lovely.
I'm just red.
Okay.
It's red sparkles.
Forgive me. Red's just kind of hot. So.
Like fire.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, anyway. There's dinner and like a social hour, and then who's the entertainment?
This is
good
exciting. So we have two awesome
really
performances.
Good ones. One is Daphne McCoy and Brian Sosteck. Daphne runs and owns the Northfield Dance Academy.
Oh, yeah. I know Daphne.
She's amazing.
Oh,
she's
just
wonderful.
She is.
Yeah.
So she and he are going to be dancing, like doing some swing dancing.
Nice.
About a half an hour or so.
It's going to be awesome.
That's outstanding.
She's so good.
Yeah.
And he's good, too. Together, it's going to be just phenomenal.
Right.
I can't wait.
Right.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch them. The last time Daphne came and danced, she did some Charleston stuff. The Roaring Twenties was the theme in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it was adorable. She had a little flapper. And then Dr. Lawler, do you know Steve Lawler? He danced with her. And so she's dancing with this little cocktail, this little champagne kind of, it's like a martini glass. And they just, giddy is how to explain it. They were so cute together, and
I do know Steve. I didn't realize he was a dancer.
I know him as more of an actor,
but yeah,
I didn't know he was either. But
that's amazing.
He sure did.
He's a triple threat.
He is indeed
trifecta.
Can he
and
sing?
Then At 9 o'clock, Chad Johnson and the Minnesota Transplants are on.
Well, Chad's worth the price of admission right there.
Yes.
I mean, never mind everything else. Chad is one of the most talented musicians in this area, and I know, I'd say about 85% of all the performing musicians in this area. And Chad, like every time I see Chad, it just puts my jaw on the floor. And he's got the contemporary country thing down. He's got that thing.
And he does.
It kind of surprises me actually that he's not more famous, because he's a good looking dude and he's a great songwriter and he's a great singer. He's got the whole thing going. Record people, if you're listening, go look into Chad Johnson.
Yes. And, you know,
that's look a into great him. Plug.
But then if they look into him, then we can't get him anymore.
we'll have to book him for years in advance.
But you'll have him on Friday and you'll be able to say, this event is the sort of thing, well, Chad Johnson once played here.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. So
we had Chad Johnson.
We are always rooting for Chad to go. To hit the big time. So, yeah. But Chad's great.
He's great. Yeah, he's great.
And he's got a new band, the Minnesota Transplants. I have not heard them yet. But
they're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are really, really, really good.
They played Defeated Jesse James Days, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. And they also played Defeated Jesse James Days last year for the one night performance from Chad's backyard. So that was really fun, too.
Cool. So there's a drawing before Chad plays? In between Daphne and Chad?
We might have Chad play a couple songs, and then we'll draw some prizes. And
yeah, the one thing we haven't done before is the event is open to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that wants to come can come, but if they want to eat, we need to know today.
Okay.
Or really, really close to today. We need to get a head count for the meal. Okay. And it's $50 for... to come in for the social hour, the meal, the entertainment, you know, to participate in any of the raffles, and the live auction items as well.
Sure.
But this year we're going to also, if you just want to come and see Chad, there's a cover for $20 at the door at 9.
Okay.
So we thought we'd let people get, you know, the 9 o'clock people start to come in. Chad will start to play, and then we'll stop and do the drawing for the car.
Okay. I guess I missed the live auction. Tell me about the live auction. What are we going to auction off?
Oh, we have some fun things this year. I'm still trying to decide which is silent and which is live.
Okay.
But the fire department gives a birthday party. It's so cool.
Can you imagine having a fire truck come to your house when you're little and like pick you and all your little buddies up?
I would have been the coolest 8-year-old in all of Edina.
Right?
Yes. Pretty cool.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
I'm actually thinking me and my neighbor ladies might have the party. Have the guys come and pick up. No, just kidding if my husband's listening. Just kidding. Just kidding. So there's that. That's always gone over really well. Andrea at the Arts Guild just donated an arty party.
Oh, really?
Yep. So that's another birthday party for up to 10 kids, I think.
That's fantastic.
You just show up and they put the whole show on for you.
That's so cool.
That is pretty cool. Those two birthday parties, we've got Twins tickets.
All right.
Twins Yankees.
Yeah, for the gala. And we've got Twins tickets for the car raffle as well. So there was another another one. I've got notes, but just not the right notes.
Right.
Well, there's that. Rachel has put together a cool Northfield basket that includes like oil changes for a year, Perkins pie once a month for a year, a massage quarterly, I think, for a year. Nails, a couple nail things, car washes, coffees once a month for a year. So it's just kind of.
I want that basket.
I know.
I didn't even do the pedicure thing. I want that basket.
I know. It's pretty cool. We've got River Inn, Froggy Bottoms River Inn and Suites donated a night.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
And I just got an offer to take a limousine whenever I want. So now I'm thinking, of course, it's 3 days before the gala, but a limo to do Christmas lights or something. Ooh, around
how cool
town.
Would that be?
That would be super fun.
I thought you were going to tell us that you're going to arrive at the gala in a limo. Like someone just offered you.
I am.
Okay.
I am, but I'm going to be driving.
And Lisa will be in the back.
I'll be in the back waving.
I wonder if the chauffeur hat will fit over my tiara. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, the guy was wonderful. Do you know Ruthie Gilbertson?
Oh, yeah.
It's her dad.
Oh, no kidding.
Gary Gilbertson. I think it's the same. Yeah, okay. Gary Gilbertson. Yeah. He's got three limos. And so, yeah, this one, we're going to use it as a prop on the corner of the gala that night. And the red carpet will go right up to it. And
outstanding.
Yeah, so we can be creative with that. Great guy. Rebound Partners, I got a fabulous call yesterday. They're going to do like a hotel suite sweep or something. So, they're going to do a Decorah, Iowa night with some gift cards down there.
Fantastic.
The Celeste here in St. Paul with some gift cards up here.
The Hotel Celeste is... It was just before the pandemic hit. It got rated the top boutique hotel in all of Minnesota.
Just kidding. So. They didn't donate it. We're keeping that for ourselves.
Jane and I are going up there.
And then the Fairfield Inn. So it's like a three-pack. And yeah, they're very, very generous.
That sounds fantastic.
So there's going to be some fun stuff. And hopefully we'll get we'll get a lot of interaction. Jeff Johnson is our...
Who's that?
Just kidding. Good question. He is going to be the auctioneer. Yes, he's done that before. And he generates some laughs and he gets people to put their hands up. And
That's the key right there.
So he does that well.
He's a multi-talented guy, that Jeff.
We have another prize from this guy that we used to know named Hayes Scriven to go up to Split Rock Lighthouse. And do a keeper's tour, and there's a really nice bag, and...
Yeah, I'm going to go do that anyway.
Yeah,
I'm just going to call him and say, dude, I want whatever you just gave away, I want you to... Hayes would kick my butt to... I've never been to Split Rock Lighthouse. Like, I have no excuse now. I have to go.
You have to go now.
Yes.
Like, we know a guy.
Hayes is a buddy of ours. Absolutely. Hayes, of course, Scriven used to run the Northfield Historical Society and then went on to bigger and better things and is now the keeper of the Split Rock Lighthouse.
Is it really bigger and better? I mean, than here in Northfield?
It's different.
It's new and different.
It's I don't know if it's bigger and better. It's higher profile.
It is higher profile. I mean, he was on Good Morning America.
Yes.
So
he was.
That's my goal.
I just got in the mail my 2022 Hayes Scriven calendar.
Yes.
Which looks fantastic. I don't know who designed that calendar, but it really looks good.
I wonder who designed that calendar.
But my word is that Hayes paid her with a calendar, a free calendar.
And it's sitting on my desk.
That's great. Okay, there's your plug, Hayes. Where do we order a Hayes Scriven calendar?
I'm good. That's a really good question.
Go Google Hayes Scriven 2022 calendar.
Yes,
and you'll be able to order one. Hayes. There's your plug.
Plug.
All right. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Do you guys want to say anything about Winter Walk?
Yes, Winter Walk is on. We're doing it.
December 9th.
Are we totally doing it?
December 9th.
Totally doing it. Yes.
Thursday, okay. December 9th.
Thursday, yep. December 9th.
Yep.
5 to 9.
Are we going to be just like it used to be?
It'll be just like it used to be. Hometown for the holidays.
I love it.
Hometown? Did you say hometown? Hometown's going to be our main sponsor this year.
Hey. Look how you worked that in. That was amazing. Right.
They are. They're excited. We've got the middle school. We've got the band Shell. Middle school is going to be performing. And this year, just instead of one big, huge bunch, they're going to break it out and play at 5. Another grade at 6, another grade at 7.
Fantastic.
So it's going to spread out for the whole night. And if you're listening, Michelle, I'd love to have the kids, when they get off stage, to carol.
Right.
All the way up and down and just...
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Right.
I think one of the funnest parts of Winter Walk is just all of the impromptu caroling and musicians that just come out. The trumpet guy. We don't hire him. He comes because he loves to play at Winter Walk, and he just shows up and he serenades everybody, and it's wonderful. And we have many, many people that do that.
And his name is Trumpet Guy?
Trumpet Guy.
Okay.
I think he played for 4 hours last year.
What is his name? I don't even know.
But well, whatever your name was, Trumpet Guy, please come back.
Yes, yeah. We love yeah. you. Yes. And tell us your name.
Musicians in the stores and yeah. Oh,
yeah, it really is neat.
The talent in this community is just blows my mind.
It's staggering.
It really is.
It's one of the better parts of living in Northfield is all the incredibly talented people.
It is. Yeah. I remember when the first time I went to the Rock and Roll Revival, blew my face off. Yeah. It was so good. And I was like, these are kids.
Right. I talked to Ray Coudray about this a lot. If this is, as someone who is I feel very strongly about the Northfield music scene and that we have such great performers here and people who play such great music. And it's really important to keep that going. If that's what's coming, the people who are in Rock and Roll Revival, we're fine.
Yes.
We're fine. We're going to
totally
be good.
Fine.
Yes.
Oh, they are so good.
I know what you mean.
Yes.
There's just a lot of talent in this community, whether it's the high school or the middle school or the colleges or just the general public.
Right.
It's amazing.
Or the overall business acumen.
Or the business community.
Right. All right. Anything else we need to mention before we sign off for this month?
Well, tickets are for sale. You can buy them at a number of locations. You can buy them at the banks, merchants, community resource, premiere. But more importantly, you can just call the chamber and we will get you a ticket. So it's 507-645-5604.
I think you can buy raffle tickets at Ziggy's too, can't you?
You can buy them at Ziggy's. Right. You can buy them at Northfield Automotive. We're going to be slowly taking the tickets back this week.
Yeah.
So okay. Give us a call. If you want a ticket, we will get you a ticket.
And if I want to buy a ticket at like 8:45 on Friday night, can I do that?
Yes.
Depends on if we have any left.
Well, that's true.
If we don't.
You will sell them until they're gone or until the raffle starts, whatever.
Yep.
Okay. All
whatever
right.
Whatever comes first.
Yep. Yes. Awesome. Cool. All right.
Well, this was wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us, Jane.
Opportunity. Yeah.
It's cool. Always good to have you around.
Yes, it is.
And all right. This has been, listen to this.
This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Lisa Peterson. Tune in every third Tuesday at 9 a.m. for another conversation with one of Northfield's business leaders right here on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One. I was driving.